Some of us on our birthday, we get birthday cakes and we get presents and some of that kind of stuff. But with me today is Marty Sisk from Evansville, Indiana. And Marty, you had a special day on your 24th birthday that you probably won't forget.
Yeah, my 24th birthday this year was a day that I'll never forget. Started out on Eagle Mountain Lake, Texas, and I was fishing in the Weekend Warrior Bass Championship. I started out throwing a buzz bait, the chatterbuzz, and I was getting quite a few bites, but I started off with a 3.5-pounder, and that really got me going.
Well, you came from 18th place in this tournament, which is basically, you know, when you're catching 3-pound fish or 4-pound fish being a big one, that's something special to come from 18th place to win the event, isn't it?
Yeah, I knew I was on the size of fish that it was going to take to win this tournament. I didn't know if I was going to have a lot of company doing the same style of fishing that I was after. But I knew my dad was, I knew he was fishing the same way. We were fishing totally different ends of the lake. It just seemed to happen. I mean, it was it was my birthday, and I just think there was something that was supposed to happen that day.
Well, there's no doubt about it. You talk about your dad, Larry, who's also an accomplished angler. You guys fish the Hoosier Open division over in Indiana and done very, very well over there. But you came to the Weekend Warrior, and, you know, you got in right under the wire. You guys knew that you had to get in. You guys were about to fish your Classic, and you got in, and you guys were the top points qualifier from your area that were Bass Fan Army members. But, you know, when you got there, was it, you know, what you thought it would be? Were you surprised in the caliber competition? Tell me a little bit about what you thought when you first got there.
Well, I knew when we put the boats in the water, it was just breaking day. I knew it was going to be my kind of lake right off the bat. It was totally a shallow water lake. I mean, I'm sure some local fishermen there, they know a few deep holes, deep structure. But for the most part, I mean, as it showed on OLN this weekend, just about everybody was fishing shallow, and that's really my strength. I'm a power fisherman. I'm used to shallow water. That's just how I like to fish.
Well, you mentioned the Top Gun Championship, Skeeter Weekend Warrior Championship, Cabela's Top Gun, of course, and that was on, that did air on the past weekend. You got a little bit of highlight in there, holding up a check for $20,000.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. That was a dream come true. I didn't really expect to see myself on TV this year, but it so happened it worked out that way.
Well, you know, as you look back at the event and stuff, and now, you know, Hoosier, of course, is a trail that we're going to have again next year, it looks like, for the Skeeter Weekend Warriors. And are you going to try to make it back?
Yeah, I'm going to work my butt off next year. I'm going to try to get back, hopefully. Me and my dad are going to try to fish the Hoosier Open again next year, and hopefully that'll be a sanctioned tournament that we can qualify for.
Well, you know, you fish it as a buddy trail, of course, but you guys are both independent and do pretty well as well. I know you fish BFL and a lot of other circuits and have had great success, your dad as well. But now, you know, now you've got something fishing locally that you can go out and get on top of fish in your own area, do well in your own area, be accomplished in your own area, but then have another championship after your own trail's done.
Yeah, it was something. I was really pleased to go down to Texas, try out Eagle Mountain Lake, West Bay Marina. They were wonderful. They had a wonderful cookout there. The parking was great, unlike some of the places we have in Indiana. When I got to West Bay, they had like a trolley system where they would take you back down to your boat after you put in, because everybody was there fishing individually. So I thought that was real convenient.
We look back at the thing, and, you know, of course, we're always going to try to do things better here at Bass Fan, but the Weekend Warrior, you know, with Skeeter's involvement and Cabela's, of course, you know, we think that there's going to be some bigger things happening in the future, and we've got some plans for that. But, you know, how would you tell somebody, you know, about your experience? How would you tell them, you know, that they should get involved? What were some of the things that made it so that it was exciting for you?
Well, any time that as an amateur fisherman, you can go fish for $20,000, well, let's put it like this. You can go there, and the guy that's going to get last, it's going to pay for his trip. So I believe it's worth your, you know, your time and money just to sign up on Bass Fan, just to have a chance to do that.
Well, Marty, you know, the $20,000, of course, you got that in a bank account, and you're thinking about going out and fishing the tours now. I know that's something that you've spent your lifetime trying to get. You know, you can cast equally well and fish equally well with both hands. got a lot of those things going on. But how are the sponsorship things going? Have you been able to parlay your success into any additional sponsors or anything?
Well, ever since I've gotten home, I've tried to solicit several sponsors. I'm working on one deal that it might be big money, which would really help. A lot of products, their products are kind of easy to come by, but you know, cash money is really what I'm after. I mean, that's what's going to be able to get me to the next level, I believe. I got a good friend, Bill Miner. He's been helping me out with my PowerPoint presentations, some other things, and he's just a good friend, and he's helped me out a lot on that aspect.
Well, I know he's been a big proponent of you guys, and, you know, Bill's also a great friend of us here at Bass Fan, and, you know, he gets out and gets involved and does things for anglers and stuff. You know, and this wasn't a selfish motivation on his part. He knew that you had some guys that were really good qualifiers that could be potential good anglers and brought it up to the Hoosier Open Division. They, of course, contacted me. And the next thing you know, they're a qualified trail based on numbers of boats that you have and some of the things that we have to look at. But now you've got, you know, the opportunity. There's going to be a lot of other trails now, potentially. We had 17 trails last year. I've got, you know, a list of quite a few others that are going to be intricately, you know, wanting to be involved, wanting to be part of it. It's going to get bigger and better, you know that?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see the turnout next year be a little better. You know, when I was going to Texas, I was expecting 75 boats, and I think we only ended up with 37. I think the guys that didn't go that qualified, they really missed out on a great time.
Well, that's, you know, that's what we think as well, and there's no question that it's, you know, getting bigger and better. I think you guys, the way you fish, the professionalism that we saw with the weekend guys, you know, there's not a lot of difference in the abilities anymore. You know, the pro angler maybe spends a little bit more time on the water, maybe gets a little bit more of the ability to read the water at times, but you guys can catch fish with the best of them, and your weights prove that.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I will never forget is the camaraderie there. I met some guys from California, Texas. I mean, there was guys from North Carolina, and we were from Indiana. I mean, there's not too many tournaments you can go to and meet that many different people that fish that many different ways.
Well, Marty, I'm sure you're going to be a success wherever you go, and the Weekend Warrior, the Skeeter Weekend Warrior Championship, no doubt about it. You know, your picture's everywhere. This radio interview, of course, will be on Bass Fan Army, and folks, if you get a chance, think about being a Bass Fan Army member, and maybe you can have something happen like Marty did. And Marty, look forward to talking to you in the future, and best of luck on your fishing this fall and again in the spring.
Okay, we'll see you on the water.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Army Radio.